Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. Lately, in some of our coaching groups, there's been some people who were feeling down on themselves, thinking that being a small company going up against some major competition, some businesses with legacy reputations and such, that they can't compete. And so I thought it would be a good topic today to talk about the concept of the underdog and how you can use it as an advantage in your business dealings. So what's the definition of an underdog? Quote, a competitor thought to have little chance of winning a fight or contest. All right. Yeah. On the surface, that sounds like a pretty shitty place to be, right? Seems like it's David against Goliath. And despite not being a religious man, even I know how that one turned out. So let's try and reframe this interpretation, right? The basic misconception people have about being the underdog is that there's just no chance of winning at all, rather than little chance. They see it as no chance. And, you know, the common things we hear in the business framework is you're going against a brand that's just been around for generations, and they've just got a legacy of, like, they are like Kleenex, what people talk about when they talk about tissues. There's also people that just have epic amounts of market share, that got a huge head start, their household name. There's no way that you can make a dent in the market. They seemingly have it all locked up. And finally, there's just the misconception of money, right? I don't have that much cash. How am I supposed to go against these people with their fleets of trucks, direct mail, Google advertising, and everything else? So our fearless leader, Tom, is a big fan of the underdog mentality. In fact, he posted something recently in the group that says to the fact he starts every day like he's down 20 points and it's the fourth quarter and he's got to make something happen. And I can confirm that that's really how we look at things in the fight as well, because there's a lot of advantages of being the perceived underdog in the market. And there's three of them that really jump out to me that we're going to talk about today. The first is, it forces you to excel. When you don't have a lot of money, when you don't have a lot of resources, whether it be personnel, equipment, marketing budget, whatever, you have to do things right. Like, you just, failure is not an option because you've got nothing to fall back on. So underdog nature, you can harness that. It's probably fear, to be honest, for being transparent here, but you can harness that fear. You can harness that nervous energy to get clarity of action and thought and make a bigger impact in the market than, say, your presence really justifies. The second advantage, which is really extremely undervalued, is that when you're a nobody, nobody pays attention to you. When I started my paint business, a lot of the people who are my competitors today, people who I know I'm getting shopped against, paid me no regard whatsoever. I was just a chuck in the truck, new to town, and they frankly just ignored me, pretended I didn't exist. And as a result of that, they gave me space to create my own brand and the legacy I have of being like the coastal exterior house painting expert. And because I was just in their blind spot all that time, they didn't pay attention to my marketing. They didn't pay attention to my job signs and where I was trending. And I was able to quickly establish myself in that role. And it's something that, despite frankly trying to get more inside and get away from it, is still chasing me and leads to my schedule just filling up year after year because I'm the exterior coastal paint guy. But finally, I think the most important aspect of the underdog is that people root for you, right? There's a great line that I found that people choose the underdog because it taps into the empathy and the natural underdog feeling, like the human condition of always feeling less than, that these people want to see you succeed. And so when you're a young, hungry company and you're in there and you're giving people your all and you're pouring into their wants and their needs, and they know that you're genuinely in it to please them versus, say, some big legacy company with just a half-interested sales guy that just is like, whatever, we'll fill our schedule no matter what. The underdogs, they get that work because those people have been in your shoes. They see themselves currently in their shoes, maybe, and they just kind of want to stick it to the man. So that, more than anything, more than the fact that it forces you to excel, which is real, more than people, the fact that nobody will pay attention to you and give you tons of room to succeed on the margins, which is also real, is the fact that it's been psychologically proven that people want the underdog to win because they see themselves in you and they want you to succeed. So if that doesn't convince you just to embrace it and use it as a vehicle to win, I don't know what will. But that's the lesson for Friday Fails. Have a great day. Get after it. We'll see you next week.